At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday as we get set for Wildcard Weekend in the NFL. Next hour, Chris Mack from The Fan in Pittsburgh and also the BetQL Network. Deep dive on the Chiefs and the Steelers coming up on Sunday night. But right now, we got to play one of our favorite games or segments or whatever we want to call this. We do Joe Knows, where Joe gives us some thoughts, advice. Listeners usually will chime in with some questions here. Joe, where do you want to start? Do we have one to tee up to start us off?
Why don't we start with the idea that Paul Aspen threw out there, something he saw floating around on Twitter about teasers? Because yes. I know there is one that sort of qualifies, but it feels like people fell in love with betting teasers this season. And even if you don't quite follow the rules, people are still going to continue to bet teasers because it's like it's what they like to do in the NFL, sure. Even though it doesn't follow, you know, the signals that we look for on a week-to-week basis, but the games are limited.
So Paul, we can't hear you.
How about now?
Yes, see? We got you now.
Back in the studio. Studio. When's the last time you were in the studio?
About 7 years ago.
Man, there's COVID, there's trips, there's things.
Did he walk in playing Feliz Navidad?
He barged in here, scared the hell out of me.
It's like, what are you doing here?
Also, last time he was here, he was coughing and sneezing and making a whole racket, so there's been none of that today, at least.
I was good. Also extra motivated with the heat off, so...
Oh, it's still.
You want to get into
wait,
the
you
heat.
Still don't have heat?
So it's a work in progress, but basically,
what
no.
does that mean? You're homeless?
No.
I mean, he still has the home. It's cold.
Yeah, it'll kick on for like 20 minutes, so we don't die. But it's still not solved.
Okay,
is it a big lot of money?
It actually doesn't take. I'm hearing myself twice, which is bugging me out. But no, it's like a roof thing, but it's not going to cost us thousands of dollars, which is good.
Oh, that's good. Aww. All right, so the heat will eventually come back on for Paul Aspen.
Yeah, we've all got a lot of problems. Right
Can
now.
We talk about how cold it is in Chicago, though? Like, that's brutal. I feel so bad for Paul right now.
It's actually not that bad right with? Now, so Paul's just kind of being a wimp.
Yeah. Yesterday, it was above freezing. It was not terrible, which
it's gotten
felt
better.
Like 60. Yeah.
It felt like 60.
We're pushing 40 right now.
We're going to have 11s here in the Philadelphia area over the weekend. 10s, 11s. It's going to be cold.
One second. All right. Now we're good. Got rid of the reverb. Okay. So the teaser thing we brought up. Yeah. So we brought up earlier, acknowledge it is not sharp, quote unquote. It is outside of the normal rules of a teaser. But the idea, so we didn't bring up the four. So I guess Steve Fezzik on Twitter. I don't know, Steve. Joe, do you actually know Steve or you just know him from?
Yeah, he's come on my show a bunch of times.
So he tweeted out, Stop telling people to tease 12.5 down to 6.5 and 4 up to 10. It's not sharp. So it was interesting. Like, we brought it up the other day, acknowledged, hey, this is kind of going against the rules, more the 12.5 side of it, not the 4. And, Joe, you can speak to the 4 side of it. But basically, hey, it's the Chiefs. They're against one of the worst playoff teams maybe ever. And getting them inside a field goal while acknowledging it's not your standard rule, and it's definitely kind of a rule breaker teaser, but the idea of teasing the 12.5 down inside of 7 to 6.5.
Yeah. And since you brought that up, everybody's talking about it.
But I was first, just like Joe G on the Eagles money line. So it's fine.
That's fine. Right. You could both be wrong, though, too.
But we could both be right.
I guess. Listen, I get annoyed when people get on their high horse and tell you how you should be betting and all that. These do not follow the rule. This is not sharp. Like, everything we do in the end, and I understand everybody has different motivations and winning is fun. And I don't want to say, hey, it's entertainment. Just throw your money at any bet. That's not what we try to accomplish every day with our 3 hours here on this entire network. But games are limited. Let people do what they want to do. Why do they have to follow all the rules? And there are what we've learned over the year, there are a lot of rules that, you know, you could follow for the most part for a long, long time. But the sports betting market evolves and it changes. And a lot of those rules change. I mean, on a week-to-week basis, how much has the conversation changed about home field advantage compared to just a couple of years ago? So I don't really care for that tact, but our guy Brad Powers had some fun with it on Twitter as well. He's like, oh, longtime friend of me basically said he's never talking to me again because I bet this.
So here's my perspective on this. Like, I almost view it as like the rules that we talk about and like the way you probably should think about this. It's almost like analytics in sports, right? Like, if you do it the right way over and over and over again, you're probably going to win more than you lose. But once in a while, smart teams, smart coaches, they go against it, right? They have a, what do you call it, a gut feel, or this in the moment they decide to go against it. It sometimes it works out for them. Like, yeah. This is not all black and white. I mean, ultimately, a winning bet is a winning bet. Like, if you tease a weird tease this weekend and it works, you don't have to feel bad about it.
And I think his process was, his point is the process is wrong. It may win, you could be on the right side of it, but the process is wrong because during 18 weeks you didn't do this. So right. Why are you doing this now? And he's looking at it from a different perspective that you follow the numbers. And some people steer off of that from time to time, which I don't have a problem with. There are many different ways to bet in this racket.
Yeah, I have a problem with there being blanket rules for, like, you know, across the board. Because not only, like Joe G has brought up, like, football is a smaller sample size in general. So, like, actually going against, like, the fourth downs evening out in a positive way for teams. Like, he's brought that point up. This is, like, it can't be black and white across the board like that. Like, for example, the Arizona teaser. Now, that worked
out. If it was that easy, wouldn't we all be profitable?
That's the other thing. And the most
profitable guys are... These are the rules to follow, and you'll be a winning bettor, right?
And the most profitable guys are 60%, which means they're wrong 40% of the time. So, you know...
I mean, they're not that high.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're the best of the best, if you're like Joe O and I in the contest, you're like 60%. but so just a quick follow on this before we move on. Yeah. Does either side of it... Do you hate either side of it more? Like, is the +4 up to 10, quote-unquote, worse? Like, I know it's not a normal tease sort of thing. And again, let's also point out, like, some books, if you tie on a teaser leg, you lose. So absolutely stay away from that, because then you lose all the value on going up to 10. But let's say it's a push.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm sorry, repeat the question. Going to 10,
do you hate, like, do you hate either the 6.5? Like, taking the 12.5 down to, is either one less sharp or just hate them? Like, they're both outside of the box. Like, you're not going to do either one of them on a normal basis. But it's like four, teasing up from four, more egregious than teasing down inside of seven.
This week, I would rather tease the favorite down.
Yeah.
The favorite at home, massive favorite, I'd rather tease the favorite down. Because we tend to see more blowouts in this week.
Cool.
Makes sense.
I have another one. I think we had one from a listener, though, or on Twitter, if you want to go there first. It was Phil who was asking about if you like the Packers to win the Super Bowl, but obviously all the value is gone there. Would you try and key them in with a couple of teams from the AFC for a Super Bowl matchup bet? Like, where? How would you kind of approach something like that? The exact question, what are your thoughts on picking the exact Super Bowl matchup? Say you like Green Bay to win the Super Bowl. Value is gone. Pair them with KC or Buffalo, and the odds are way better.
So let me throw this at you first, because then maybe you can comment on what I did. I put a couple in. I was going to throw them out in lightning best there, but I put a couple in this morning on FanDuel. So I have two matchups, Super Bowl matchups in. I have Chiefs-Packers at plus 650.
Yep.
And I threw one on Patriots-Packers at 27-1. That's my long shot.
So you're saying the Packers are my team. If we're doing horse racing, I'm going to key this horse,
right?
And they're going. I'm banking on them going, so I'm going to pair them with a couple. And because we have the reseeding in the NFL, I wish you could do, okay, from the top, I'm going to take this team, and from the bottom, I'm going to take this team. I think right. that'd be better for gambling purposes. So the Chiefs-Packers, obviously, that's the favorite. And then down the board a little bit is the Patriots. But I think they do have a path there. Problem is, because they ended up with the sixth seed, right? They're the six.
Yeah.
It's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging. But next week could be Tennessee.
That was my thinking. Upset.
Yeah, right. Sure. I understand that.
And if they got through this weekend, they could get to the title game. That was my thinking.
I don't do it. If I do it, it's for funsies. I'll probably throw one out there.
Yeah.
He said it.
Before the playoffs start, but I think it's hard to get one team out of their conference to make to the Super Bowl, to land both. It's something I've done for entertainment purposes only in the past. I've never, ever hit one of these, no matter what the sport.
Just
and maybe
funsies.
That's because I take some longer shots. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I feel like if you were going to do one, you'd have the 49ers in there. That would be
good. Yeah, I would go down the board. I'm like, okay, where can we find some 50s, 60s, and take some shots there? San Francisco, sure.
Paul, what was your other question?
All right, so I've got one more. Yeah, so Joe, you know, we talk about coaching. I know something you want to bring up is like looking at coaching in the NFL, or, you know, quarterbacks experience, coaching experience, yeah, as we go into the playoffs and looking at that as well. Something I thought of earlier when we were talking about the Niners Cowboys game, Micah Parsons as a rookie, you know, what's he really got to do? Put his head down and get to the quarterback. So, you know, not exactly rocket science.
We were also talking about the difference at quarterback between Mac Jones and Joe Burrow.
Yes. So
both debutantes. Yeah.
Right. So all this kind of the experience thing, those guys first, and then also on the defensive side, like someone like Trayvon Diggs, first playoff game. Like, how does that factor in?
Yeah, I mean, everything provides context. And so I'm starting to see some trends floating out there that people are talking about quarterbacks that have struggled in the playoffs. Take a step back. Don't be like, oh, my God, Dak Prescott, 0-3 against the spread in the playoffs. He sucks. He's terrible in the big spot. No. That's normal. That's you gain experience. He's going to get another shot at it this time around, and he's a really good quarterback. And I'm on San Francisco, but I'm saying let's not do this forever where we're fading Dak in the playoffs after a sample size of three. I'd say the majority of these quarterbacks, they go through their struggles earlier, and they get better, and they gain experience, and that number's going to turn around over the course of his career.
Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sports. We'll dive into the AFC wildcard matchups next, right here on the BetQL Network.